This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Phillies kicked off a new home season this week. Founded in 1883, the Phils are the oldest continuous one-name, one-franchise team in all of professional sports. But our city has a history with baseball dating back even farther. The Philadelphia Pythians were one of the all-black baseball teams that sprung up in the Northeast after the Civil War. Led by African-American activist Octavius Caddo, they played black and white teams alike, and their game sparked debate among politically minded black men living in the North. I spoke with historian Dr. Gerald Casway about how the Pythians got off the ground and the political climate in which they played.
Well, Philadelphia had the largest black population in the North, and they were a close-knit community, particularly the upper classes, intellectually, academically, commercially, economically. They were a step above the working class, struggling black population. And part of their ambitions was they had leisure time, both for politics and to play ball. And they were very successful at it. But they were playing primarily other black teams within the city of Philadelphia and the neighboring communities.
The captain of this team is Octavius Caddo. He's an amazing shortstop. He's educated. He's an educator. And he's an activist. What tone and path does he set for the Pythians as he faces other baseball teams, black baseball teams?
Well, at the time, he's a man in his early to mid-20s. Okay, very charismatic, a great speaker, a great exponent, again, of classical knowledge, Greek and Latin. And he personified what the educated black man should be or should aspire to. By playing ball, he also created a situation where they would play other black teams in other cities. They would play the game. They'd have receptions, picnics, dances, banquets afterwards. That sometimes went on with the games for almost a week. But during that time, these are individuals who are also talking about equal rights. They're talking about promoting, again, black liberties. They're talking about the desegregation, again, of streetcars. Playing ball was just an outlet, but it was also a vehicle for them to communicate with other black communities, which they did.
How outspoken were Octavius Caddo and his teammates? Did Caddo share his ideas beyond the baseball diamond?
Well, he spends a great deal of time without the Pythians in different northeastern cities. He's constantly going down to Washington, D.C. We know of one instance where he went down to Northern Virginia and campaigned for Abraham Lincoln's Republican Party.
The Pythians do play white teams. They did play white teams.
Yes.
There was a friendship the Pythians made with a team called the Athletics, not to be confused with the Athletics that ultimately ends up on the west coast of our country. And that's a ball club with white players on it. Tell me about the relationship and what comes out of that relationship.
Well, the first president of the Athletics was Colonel Fitzgerald, who was the editor of the Philadelphia City Item. And he was a great promoter, again, of racial tolerance and racial liberties. And both Caddo and people like those who associated with the Athletics believe that on the field of green and the competition on a field of green could level the problems again that separated the races.
The demise of Octavius Caddo, it's a very sad story. What happens to him? He's only 32 years old.
In the promotion of the black electorate, thanks to the 15th Amendment that allowed blacks, gave blacks the right to vote. This created and stirred up a lot of racial tensions amongst the Irish communities, again, who controlled the democratic patronage system in Philadelphia. And in the October 1871 mayor election, a lot of disturbances, riots, the white police force, for the most part, stood back, and ultimately he would be shot by a young man who identified Caddo when he was going home and was murdered in the street just outside of his house.
When Caddo dies, what happens to the Pythians? Do we know?
once Cato is murdered, it's almost like if the life of the team dissipates and they don't play anymore. There'll be another Pythian team in the 1880s, but Cato's Pythian team, they sort of hang up their spikes and they almost go into oblivion.
Well, you're dusting off those spikes and keeping the story alive. Thank you very much. Gerald Casway is Dean of Social Sciences and a professor of history at Howard Community College in Maryland. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jennifer. Enjoyed it.